Let's talk music.
Yeah, I had to laugh as I found this article online. GQ did a story of the worst song of all time, and we've done that segment on the show over the last 22 years at least three or four times. And I remember the first time we did it, it was a long time ago, and you brought a song to the table that I never really thought about before as being a ridiculous song until you brought it up. And since then, over the last 10 or 15 years, I've seen several lists, and I'll be darned if this isn't at the top of everybody's list. And it's happened again. GQ did this article. Okay, what's the worst song of all time? And they didn't do like a 25 worst or a 50 worst. They put their work into what's the worst song of all time in rock history. And they put a few others in that we'll listen to here in a second. But sure enough, once again, the one that Junior Miller brought to the table, whatever it was, 15, 18 years ago, is the number one worst song according to GQ. Oh, man. So you know, campy.
I remember hearing it for the first time and thinking, this is the worst song I've ever heard. Say
you don't know. See, I remember it as, it hit number one. That was the wild thing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And I looked at it as a song that I just figured I was supposed to like because, you know, that group had staying power. They've been around forever. And what was then known, I guess, as Starship, Jefferson Starship or Starship. So I just figured I was supposed to like it. It was like anything else. It's a big hit, and this is a group that has legitimacy. But it's funny, they went back and they talked to the people who produced it, the people who played on it.
They all hated it?
It was split. Like, the guy who produced it, Peter Wolf, not the lead singer of the Jay Giles Band, the other Peter Wolf, he had actually two songs in the top five that year in 1985. The other one was Everyone Wang Chung Tonight. He also produced that. Mm. But he was the one who went, this song was apparently, they did a track of it, and it was a lot slower, a lot more depressing. It had a different chorus. And he went in and reworked it. He's the one who made it this real 80s pop sounding song. So he's the blame, the producer, Peter Wolf. And, you know, some in Starship say that, like Mickey Thomas, he said, well, you know, if any song gets played a million times, you're going to get tired of it and you're going to say it stinks. He said at the time we were just a little split on it, but the more I listen to it now, the more I can see why people hate this song and think it's the worst song ever. So it's driven them crazy over the years, too.
Well, I just think everything about it is terrible. The instrumentation, the flow of the song, the lyrics, the way the lyrics are sung, it's just grating, isn't it?
Yeah, it does grate on you now.
But horrible.
I just remember back in the day, I wouldn't punch when this came on. I would listen to it and just think, okay.
I remember thinking that the phrase is so dumb.
Yes. We built this city on rock and roll.
Yeah, it was about San Francisco, you know?
Is that what it was about?
Yeah.
Because the original version of this was, the song they based it on, was We Built This Municipality on R&B.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was that lengthy. There was a different version of the song. I'd like to hear that. I haven't heard that version of what their first track of it was before they went and just totally popped it out and made it sound like this.
This is funny. In 2011, Rolling Stone had an online readers poll, and the readers named We Built This City as the worst song of the 80s, and they say the song's winning margin was so large that the magazine reported it, quote, could be the biggest blowout victory in the history of the Rolling Stone readers poll. Everybody hates this song.
I know. And yet, some of the people in the band joked, well, it's nice to hear this song played in supermarkets now and also as a way to try to sell me insurance. You know, because it's been picked up on. A lot of commercials have played it just because it's so recognizable.
They're laughing all the way to the bank, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they've made a lot of mailbox money on this song over the years. So
God, it never ends.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. It's so repetitive, and it just keeps going and going. And there's that breakdown too. There's the part where they have like the DJ talking in the middle of it. You know, hey, we got a traffic cam on the whatever. He's trying to act like he's a DJ talking about what's going on in the city. That's actually a MTV exec. That's not even a... That's, I don't know if you thought it was a real radio broadcast, but it's not.
Man, have you seen the video recently?
Oh, it's great, yeah. Isn't it? The video's even worse than the song.
So awful.
Yeah.
And the I know it was the 80s, the way they're dressed and their hair. It's so low-tech, and it's terrible, the way they're dancing.
Yeah. It's hard to find, really, any song and that holds up in video from the 80s, yeah. too. I would say most hold up a little bit better than that. They made they didn't make a complete list, like the worst 20 or something like this. I'll play this one, Jared. They did put this one on, though, and I think Gordo has brought up this song before. This was by a group called The Trashmen.
Everybody's heard about the band. The band, band, band. The band's a winner.
Talking about repetitive.
My first slow dance of all time was for this song.
They say bird 143 times in this song by the Trashmen. Yeah, that was the one that was on all the KTEL hits, so when I heard it, I thought I was supposed to like it, so... but yeah, that will drive you crazy. All right, Jer has a couple of the other ones that were put on the GQ list as the worst song of all time. Again, We Built This City on Rock and Roll by Starship was the worst, but here were some of the other ones.
Kind of like this group.
Rock Me Amadeus, also from 1985. What was it with 85 and all the synthesizer and just going so crazy?
I kind of like this song back in the day.
Awesome. Yeah, I never had just a huge problem with that one.
Hey, you know, you always defend 80s music, and there was a lot of great music in the 80s, yeah. But at the bottom end, I'm looking at a lot of different lists. The 80s gave us more bad music than any other decade, and led by We Built This City and this song, another song that makes most of the list. I don't know if it's on this GQ list or not, but Susu Studio by Phil Collins.
Oh, that was bad.
That was 1985.
No, that did not make their
terrible song.
Yeah, awful. All right, Jer's got another one that that made the list from GQ. They stole the Stevie Wonder hook. This is Will Smith and the song that went along with the movie. I didn't think this one was that bad. They said it was way too corny.
This was not a good time for the Fresh Prince this era, which also had Getting Jiggy With It.
Kind of like that one in Miami.
Oh my God.
I think I like all three of these songs. This almost made me want to go see Wild Wild West.
He said this was his biggest regret as a movie. Will Smith.
This movie was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the song that went along with it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I think this is the biggest give-up song in our lifetime that Jer's got.
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, this was also on GQ's list. And you still hear this at arenas during timeouts. And
we do have Norm's version, I believe, somewhere.
Do?
I don't know about that. And then this one got panned by GQ, and I guess a lot of people panned this one. I got this one in here, Jer. You remember a couple of years ago, and I think we had a good laugh at this one, when Brad Paisley teamed up with LL Cool J, Accidental Racist. Mm.
Thank you.
Maybe I just give him a free pass because he's Brad Paisley and he can play guitar like this. I didn't think this was that bad.
To the man that waited on me.
Uh-oh.
Starbucks down on Main. I hope you understand. When I put on that t-shirt, the only thing I meant to say is I'm Skinnerd fan. The red flag on my chest somehow is like the elephant in the corner of the south. And I just walked him right.
No, I think the problem with a lot of country music is that it sounds like when they start singing, they're immediately taking their hat, their cowboy hat off and placing it over their heart because they're about to get real honest with you.
From the Southland, trying to understand what it's like now.
I didn't think this one was that bad. I know it's a little corny and some maybe forced lines in there, but GQ said it's among the worst songs of all time. Still not as bad as We Built This City, but still making their list as one of the worst songs of all time.
Well, that's a good list if We Built This City is number one.
Yeah, again, confirmed. It's still the worst song ever.